This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden will mark the largest seaborne invasion in history Thursday's 80th anniversary of D-Day in France as Western alliances face threats at home and abroad. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president will visit Normandy amid the deadliest fighting in Europe since World War II, with allies trying to turn the tide of Russia's war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will hail men who put country first and will warn against isolationism.
If we bow to dictators, fail to stand up to them, they keep going.
80 years after D-Day,
we see dictators once again attempting to challenge the order, attempting to march in Europe.
The president's looking to show steadfast support for European security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday the supply of weapons to war zones were a bad thing and a dangerous move. He specifically mentioned German arms deliveries to Ukraine. The German tanks on the battlefield in Ukraine came as a, quote, moral and ethical shock in Russia, he said. Putin went on as saying if German-supplied missiles ever strike targets on the Russian territory, this would ultimately destroy bilateral relations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Emir of Qatar on Wednesday discussed ways to end Ukraine's 27-month-old full-scale conflict with Russia and efforts to keep channels of communication open, the Qatari state news agency Q&A reported. Zelensky also commented on his talks, including preparations for next week's peace summit in Switzerland, to which Russia is not invited. This is VOA News. Each of the past 12 months ranked as the warmest on record in year-on-year comparisons, the EU's Climate Change Monitoring Service said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday raised alarms over another report looking at the years to come.
Our planet is trying to tell us something, but we don't seem to be listening.
The UN's World Meteorological Organization reported there's now an 80% chance, up from 66% last year, the planet will see a calendar year with an average temperature that exceeds 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Climate scientists have warned that an average rise of 1.5 centigrade globally would result in extreme and irreversible impacts.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A spokesperson says top officials in South Africa's African National Congress Party have had initial talks with representatives of five other parties over a coalition or agreement to form a government, but no decision has been made. South Africa faced an election deadlock after the long-ruling ANC lost its 30-year majority in an election last week, but no party managed to overtake it. The ANC remained the biggest party. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's National Democratic Alliance formally named him on Wednesday to lead a new coalition government for a third straight term, a day after it regained power with a surprisingly slim majority. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Here's Modi after the results were in.
We Indians will walk together towards the development of the country. And in this third term, the country will write a new chapter of big decisions.
Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party won a third term, but lost its parliamentary majority for the first time since sweeping to power a decade ago. The populace will, for the first time, have a government dependent on the support of regional allies, whose loyalties have wavered over time, which could complicate the new cabinet's reform agenda.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. A U.S. state of Georgia appeals court on Wednesday paused the criminal case accusing Donald Trump of seeking to subvert the 2020 election while it considers the former U.S. president's bid to disqualify lead prosecutor Fannie Willis, a court order showed. The order prevents the sprawling case against Trump and 14 co-defendants from moving forward while Trump appeals a judge ruling allowing Willis to remain on the case. I'm Joe Ramsey.